Let's sing 330. Someone raise the tune, please. Especially of the second verse, because I want to talk about wisdom this afternoon. O God, the thought was thine, thine only it could be, fruit of the wisdom, love divine, peculiar unto thee. Let's just start by reading a verse in Job 28. Job 28. Verse 28, Job 28:28, and unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil, is understanding. I want to ask each one of us a question. Are you a wise man or a wise woman? Does that characterize you? The fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. Proverbs chapter 1. Quickly get into the portion I want to speak on. This is introductory to the subject. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. Verse 20. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates, in the city. She uttereth her words. Everywhere you can be, wisdom voice is heard. And she says, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scornings, and for fools hate knowledge? Turn you at my reproof. And then let's just look at a verse or two in the 8th chapter. We know this passage well. Verse 12, verse 11. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge. Verse 13 says, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy and the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. Verse 22. We often read this and apply it properly so. It's wisdom that's speaking to the Lord. Verse 22. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth, and when there were no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth, while as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree that the water should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the foundations of the earth, then I was by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth, and my delights with the sons of men. Doesn't take great discernment to see that this passage is referring to the Lord Jesus himself, the wisdom of God. Now turn to Jeremiah chapter 9. This is such a vast subject. We just read, it's better than rubies, it's better than riches. We were hearing in the Sunday school this morning about the poverty-stricken people that didn't have rubies and these riches that the world boasts so much of, but they might have had wisdom, the fear of the Lord. Chapter 9 of Jeremiah, in verse 23. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise men that's the wise men of this world, glory in his wisdom. Neither let the mighty man glory in his might. And let not the rich man glory in his riches. But let him that glorieth glory in this. Now get this, this is so important. Let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. When I was a very young man in the faith, I learned what I'm going to repeat now, and I believe that the one that came out with this wonderful statement founded it upon verse 24. Let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me. The Lord is speaking. Do you know him? The sum and substance of all blessedness, both in this life and in that which is to come, is to know God. And he can only be known as he's revealed himself in the person of his Son. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. Every word that he spoke, every work that he performed were the words and the works of the Father. Will we ever see the Father? I've been asked so many times. The Lord answered that question. Hast thou been so long time with me, Philip? And hast thou not known me? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. If you want to see the Father, if you want to know the Father, you look at the Son as he revealed the Father when he was here as a man. You study the four Gospels. We're going through one of the chapters in Luke 24, and we're hearing what he taught them. Let the words that proceeded forth from his mouth become a very part of your being. Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. Eat it, make it your own. Study the word of God. May it be your daily meditation. Study himself. So that when we get to heaven, as Mr. Darby wrote, there no stranger God shall meet thee, stranger thou in courts above. We've never been there, but we won't meet a stranger God because we know him. Now, he's revealed himself to us in the person of his Son. Once more, verse 23, thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Do you know him? The wicked don't know him. The ungodly don't know him. They're strangers to him. It used to be in this land that a majority knew him. Now it's not so. We're living at the end of the day of grace. And the darkness is increasing. Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But we're still here. Don't ever forget that. We're still here, and the Spirit of God is here, and he restrains the full development of evil, and he says, thus far and no farther, and the enemy cannot do everything he wants to do. We're still here. When President Bush became president, I just lifted up my heart to God, and I said, thank you. You haven't completely given up on this country. There was a man that feared God, in that office. I don't think he understands separation. I don't think he understands much of what we've had before us in this conference and will continue to have. But he fears the Lord. He fears the Lord. And that is so important. So important. Do you fear him? Do you know him? Now we turn over to 1 Corinthians 1, please. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. There's much about wisdom in Paul's writings here. I'll read it, but I won't comment on each verse. Paul, called an apostle of Jesus Christ to the will of God, and Sosthenes, our brother, unto the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. I believe this is the only epistle where he expands what he's writing to this local assembly at Corinth, but he's including all those that in every place call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both theirs and ours. So the instruction that's given in this epistle to the assembly at Corinth applies to every assembly, every local assembly. This was a rich assembly. We were hearing this morning about very poor assemblies and groups of people who are Christians, very poor. Well, we're talking now, I'm talking to those who are very rich in this world's goods. You may not consider yourself such, but compared with the rest of the world, very rich. Very rich. And that's Corinth. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything ye are enriched by him in all utterance and in all knowledge,